Tuagric. The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, Savannah Agriculture Research Institute, CSIR SARI, is advocating the use of compost among smallholder farmers in the Upper East Region through the Grow Further Project. This three-year initiative, which commenced in 2023 and is set to conclude in 2026, aims to improve food and nutrition security, enhance climate adaptation, and increase income among smallholder farmers cultivating the indigenous Bambara groundnut crop. As part of this objective, farmers in the Awaredone community in the Talinse district have received training on how to prepare compost using locally available materials such as maize stalks, groundnut husk, rice bran, fresh leaves, animal droppings, ash, and water. Alhassan Nuhu Jembani is the principal investigator at CSIR SARI, Nyangpala.
The aim of the project is to release new varieties of Bambara groundnut that will help increase farmers' nutrition and food security as well as incomes. Presently, we don't have any release variety of Bambara groundnut, unlike other crops such as maize, sorghum, etc. Under the three-year project, we seek to release new varieties of Bambara groundnut for farmers in northern Ghana, the transitional zone, and coastal zones of Ghana. We also, under the project, are expected to extend good agronomic practices to farmers. We appreciate that beyond the use of improved varieties of crops, farmers also need technical know-how on how to produce these crops. Because of this objective, we are training farmers on how to prepare and use compost, which is one of the good forms of organic fertilizers. Compost relatively is better compared to inorganic fertilizers because beyond adding nutrients to the soil, it also binds soil particles together, also improve both soil texture and structure. Today we are in our Awaredone community to teach farmers on how they can prepare compost using locally available materials such as maize stalks, groundnut husk, Bambara rice bran, and other forms of crop residue, in addition to animal droppings such as cow droppings, poultry manure. So basically, what we are doing today in our Awaredone community is to teach farmers how they can prepare compost on their own so that they can use this compost to fertilize not only their Bambara groundnut fields, but other fields as well.
So that was Alhassan Nuhu Jembani, a principal investigator at CSIR SARI. Rashida Tu Abdullahi, assistant research scientist with CSIR SARI, Nyangpala, who conducted the training sessions, emphasized the importance of compost for soil health. Madam Abdullahi pointed out that the use of compost contributes to climate change mitigation, aligning with Goal 13 of the Sustainable Development Goals.
Compost is an organic fertilizer produced when organic materials, both animal and plant-based, are left to decompose in the presence of insects, worms, and microorganisms. So the product that you get after that is what we termed compost. And this compost is very important to our soils. It goes a long way to benefit the farmer when they apply it to the soil. One of the importance of this compost is that it adds carbon, organic carbon, to the soil. And we all know what organic carbon does. Organic carbon is what structures the soil in such that the nutrients are sticked to the soil. The nutrients are not washed to levels that plants' roots cannot reach for uptake. Another importance of this compost, what compost does to our soil, is that it actually retains water. When you add compost to your soil, the soil would have enough moisture in a longer period as compared to soils that you don't add these organic materials to. Another very important function of this compost is that compost also adds nutrients to the soil in itself. because it contains nutrient plant nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium. Compost are rich in these nutrients, and these are what the plants need for what? For growth.
Aside getting the compost, will you say this is also aiding in reducing climate change, because we are aware some of the these materials that you mentioned, the women or the community members, sometimes they burn them. Is this another way of reducing climate change?
Exactly. So when we talk of climate smarter activities, this is what we are talking about. So instead of burning this plant residues, you know, when you are burning, you are releasing a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Containing them in a pit means this is what promotes carbon sequestration. That is, you are actually trying to contain the carbon back to the soil and not releasing it to increase the greenhouse effect, global warming. This is what we've been fighting. This is what we are trying to reduce. So this, in essence, goes to actually promote the Agenda 13 Sustainable Development Goals. So combating climate change, this is also one of the process we are, in our own small way, we could be leading towards achieving a Sustainable Development Goal. Item, goal
30. Dr. Abdullahi, Assistant Research Scientist with CSIR SARI. Azuri Mark and Rita Adanfo, farmers from the Awari Donor community, express gratitude to CSIR SARI for the training.